Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. We can learn a lot by talking to investors who have been there and done that. And today we're going to hear a great story from an investor we hope you can relate to as we discuss building a successful real estate portfolio as either an active or a passive investor. Today on the Real Estate Guys radio show. Hear ye, hear ye. Registration is now open for the Real Estate Guys 19th Annual Investor Summit. Imagine spending an entire week with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals. Returning this year, our sales legend Tom Hopkins, the editor of the Gold Newsletter Brian London, international real estate developer Beth Clifford, and Jim Rohn's 18-year business partner Kyle Wilson. And joining us live and in person for his 9th Investor Summit, Peter Schiff. Plus, returning for his 9th Investor Summit, best-selling author and the Rich Dad Advisor for Real Estate, Ken McElroy. Plus, lots more to be announced. It all begins June 11th in beautiful Belize. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to reserve your spot. This transformational week is like no conference you've ever attended. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit and make plans to spend a week with the Real Estate Guys, Peter Schiff, Ken McElroy, and an all-star faculty on the 19th Annual Investor Summit. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms, and joining me, as usual, it's our co-host, financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
You know, we love real estate investing, and we love when folks can figure out how to have a house to live in and a house to rent, and then from there, invest in all kinds of amazing real estate assets. And there's two primary ways to do that. You can invest actively. You're the one out there finding the markets, dealing with the agents, talking to the lender, qualifying for the loans, putting the deal together, and you're the person who's doing it all, and therefore you get the reward. And that's awesome. A lot of our listeners do that. We call that active investing. The other way to invest is passively, when instead of you doing all the work, your work is to find great partners, great syndicators, great real estate people and mortgage people, and then you let them do the work through passive investing. And we call that real estate syndication. If you've listened to the Real Estate Guys for any amount of time, you know that we're big fans of it. And today, we're going to meet a gentleman who was given that thought a few years back and has done extraordinarily well helping passive investors get into big deals.
Yeah, I think the thing is, whether you are investing through somebody else or you are investing in your own account, you know, we're all responsible personally for developing our portfolios, and most of us aren't trained. We don't do portfolio theory, portfolio management. We're just trying to figure out in the real estate level how to do deals. A lot of real estate training is deal-centric. But, you know, if you take a look at investing, say, in a mutual fund or a company that puts portfolios together and manages them, you know, Warren Buffett is probably the most famous, but Ray Dalio, you know, there's a lot of other big name companies. And what the talking heads on financial TV often do is interview these guys to figure out what it is they're doing. What are they thinking? What are they seeing? How are they reacting to the dynamics in the market? So that you as an individual investor might choose to invest with them, but you also may just decide, hey, this is what they're thinking. This is what they're doing. This is how I can apply it to my own portfolio. So the same thing is going on in the real asset space with real estate kind of at the core. And so we're fortunate to know people that have put together big portfolios, serve as lots of investors, and have a perspective that we think is valuable for everybody out there to hear.
Obviously, this, like all parts of real estate, is a changing platform in the light of the pandemic. It's more difficult today in some ways. It's easier in some ways. And there are certain markets and product types that are faring well under COVID and others that aren't. And one of the neat things about being a real estate syndicator is you can pivot when the market changes. And the gentleman we're going to meet today is not someone that has chosen to get rich in a niche, meaning he doesn't do just one thing. Instead, quite the opposite. What he does is looks for opportunity. And we'll find out today how that's changing amid COVID. And his story is pretty phenomenal. He's been a successful business owner for many years, but he got the real estate bug. I remember when he came on our field trip to Memphis, Tennessee. And on Memphis, one of our providers is one of the top commercial real estate brokers in the area. And, you know, we're always taking a look at single family home rentals on those kinds of trips, but also apartments. And he just clicked with our guest today, and they've gone on to do a lot in the apartment space. And pretty soon, once you start investing in apartments, you run out of your own money and you need to think about syndication. So he started to raise some capital, like many people, first from from friends and family, and then started to outreach to more folks. And today, what a success. In 5 short years, he's raised nearly $200 million. And he does that by investing in real assets. We call him the Real Asset Investor. When we come back, you'll meet our friend Dave Zook today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Live nationwide, you're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
When the world changes, investing strategy changes too. The coronavirus is disrupting economies, financial systems, and daily life like nothing in modern history. Sheltering in place might protect you from the virus, but a wait-and-see approach to investing now is like pulling the sheets over your head while the house burns down. It's not the time to be complacent. So we're calling our huge network of thought leaders, seasoned investors, and technical experts to find out what they're seeing, thinking, and doing to mitigate risk and capture opportunity, and we're recording all of it. We're calling it our Coronavirus Crisis Investing Webinar, and it's totally free. All you need to do is register. Remember, mainstream media doesn't talk to real estate investors. They don't understand you because Wall Street pays them not to. That's why the Real Estate Guys are here. To register for the Crisis Investing Webinar, simply send an email to crisis at realestateguysradio.com. That's crisis at realestateguysradio.com. Real world wisdom is the best vaccine for a healthy financial future. Send your email to crisis at realestateguysradio.com.
Don't be like Charlie, who scans the internet for IRA information, often getting bad information from copycats who have no idea what they're doing. You deserve to work with a reputable firm that specializes in one thing, the EQRP. Lucky for you, Congress just made it possible for you to get up to $200,000 out of your current 401k or TSP, so you can invest that money in real estate or even your own business. Even if you're still working, it's possible to get access to all this money tax-free. Whether you're a full-time investor, a doctor, or a government employee, even if you have employees, the EQRP is your secret weapon. You'll never see this strategy in Money Magazine, only here with the Real Estate Guys. Every major accounting firm in America is quietly sharing this strategy with their wealthy clients, helping them get their funds freed from 401k jail. Hi, I'm Damian Lupo, and we have your solution. With the CARES Act expiring soon, this strategy will be gone forever. The EQRP company is ready to help you unleash your retirement funds now. Want to learn more about this strategy? Send an email to eqrp at realestateguysradio.com for my special EQRP report today.
Hello, Robert Kiyosaki. Listen to the Real Estate Guys. They're wild and crazy, but they really know what they're talking about.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this fine radio station, all the time at realestateguysradio.com and anytime you want on your favorite podcast device. We're talking today about investing either actively or passively through real estate syndication, one of our favorite tools, the idea that you put together multiple people's efforts, resources, and money to do bigger deals. Let's welcome back to the Real Estate Guys, the Real Asset Investor, our good friend Dave Zook. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Russ. How are you guys?
We're good, man. It's always good to see you. And we're excited to hear about, you know, every time we talk now, we have to know what's the number. What's the number? Because you were our first $100 million man in our syndication club, and you're knocking on the door of $200 million of equity raised. That's phenomenal.
It's getting really close, and it's fun to hit those milestones. It's fun to get to meet new people and help them work through their financials and also help them on the tax side. So it's been a whole lot of fun, this journey.
You know, that's such a good point, Dave, because the essence of being a syndicator is helping other people. I always talk about Zig Ziglar's quote, you can have everything you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. That's really what you do as a syndicator. So you mentioned tax, and this is interesting because we're not tax professionals. You're not a tax professional, but part of your story is what drove you into real estate was tax.
That's right. I was running several different businesses. I had specifically made up my mind that I wasn't going to be a real estate investor. That's after watching my dad do real estate, and he was self-managing some of his single family homes. And I just thought, you know what, that's never going to be me. So I made up my mind that I was not going to invest in real estate. And after really getting in a position where I was making a lot of money in some of my businesses, got into a position where I was paying around $500,000 a year in tax.
Ouch.
I realized that, you know, this was through getting around you guys, getting around folks like Tom Wheelwright, getting around Robert Kiyosaki, reading a lot of books, getting to live events. I realized that real estate can be a source of cash flow, can be a great way to build wealth, but it also can be a real tax protection vehicle. And that's what really drew me in. And so that's been a big piece of it ever since.
Well, in fact, today, one of the things you love to talk to people about is how they can get their tax bill down. Again, that's not your job necessarily, but it was such a big, important step for you. And I know you work hand in hand with a great accountant, but you find people who are business people that have the same kind of issues. They're paying a lot of tax. And there are ways through real estate that you can certainly get your tax bill down. And it's not always the thing that people are the most interested in, but there are certainly people like yourself that was a major driver. In fact, I remember we first met in 2012 when you showed up on the Investors Summit at Sea, the first year we had Robert Kiyosaki and Tom Wheelwright, and Ken had been with us a couple years, Ken McElroy. But that's like drinking from a fire hose. Like all of a sudden for 10 days, you're just surrounded by all this information. But to your credit, rather than just get overwhelmed, you went, okay, I better tackle this and I better figure out how to do it.
You know, I showed up on the summit at sea because Robert Kiyosaki was there, but I stuck around because you guys are in the house. So that was like drinking out of a fire hose. And that was probably one of the best investments I ever made, was showing up at the summit.
Well, thanks for that. You know, it's been great having you part of the summit for many years. And we're looking forward to having you back, Dave, as faculty in 2021. Hey, your first real estate asset type out of your home market was multifamily. And we talk a great deal about apartments on this show. In fact, we have a special announcement for apartment investors today before we're done. But this is an area that you know well, and you've certainly had your share of both ups and downs in apartments. But Dave, you didn't stop there. You made it a point to diversify by product type. And so I think in order for people to get their minds around the variety of ways people can invest, let's talk about some of the other types of real assets that you and your team invest in.
So we made a shift. I haven't bought any multifamily for the last all but 2 years. And, you know, if you look back over the last 2 years, you can see sort of what was going on. Prices were being run up a lot. We sort of made a shift. I had been interested in the self-storage space since I was a teenager. I used to deliver our modular buildings. We have a family business. We build modular buildings. Used to deliver our modular buildings down to a dealer of ours, and he had a big self-storage facility. And he'd tell me stories about how the business worked and how the cash flow worked. And I never forgot it, but I never really ventured into the space because I didn't have a good entry point with a really good team. I started hearing about back in, I believe it was 17, I started hearing about this team through a bunch of individuals in my network. They did self-storage. And I was looking for an asset class that I knew typically does very well in a pullback or some kind of recession. I felt like we were pretty long into the bull market. And so eventually, after hearing about these folks for long enough, I reached out to them. And one thing led to another, and we ended up doing a deal together. And before that, I brought the guys up to my hometown here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I took them into a good friend of mine who was the former chairman of the National Self-Storage Association, which really helped. He interrogated these guys and so got to the point where we did a deal together, and then we did several more deals together. And then I think it was March of this year, we wrapped up our fund. And it was ended up being a $47 million equity raise.
Well, that's an awesome story. And it also is a great example of how syndication can really play into diversifying in investments, because self-storage is one of those fascinating concepts, because tenant-landlord law is not the same. A lot of people pay to store boxes and files and old apartment antiques and all kinds of things. And it's good, durable income. And we've certainly talked about that. Folks that are interested in specifically in self-storage can go through our archives and hear an interview that you did with us on this exact type. But one of the challenges with self-storage is it's hard to invest individually, because most of these are big units, lots of real estate, lots of units, a going concern, a business. So it's the perfect kind of product to be coupled with raising money, dealing with a whole bunch of investors. We'll come back to that because it's one of the things you're great at. So self-storage, talk about some of the other things that you've invested in, Dave.
While I was building my multifamily portfolio, I was a passive investor in ATMs. And that was back in 2012. I got involved in the ATM space as a passive investor. I had invested with this group several times. They're from Lancaster, both very well known, very well respected business guys in the area, and they got into the space, and I started investing with them. Over the next couple of years, I was investing in several different portfolios with them, and got to the point in 2016, they realized what I was doing in the syndication space. They went ahead and put a big portfolio of ATMs under contract and came to me and asked if I could help them. At that point, it was the largest portfolio they had put under contract. And so I got to thinking about it. I said, man, this is something that I really like as an investment, as an asset class. And it sort of falls into that thing that I teach is, cash flow and tax benefits. So we were getting close to the end of the year, and we had an opportunity to offer bonus depreciation along with your investment. So an investor could come in and invest and depreciate the whole investment in that year. So I jumped in and I partnered with them. And since then, we've scaled a lot. Today, I think we're one of the top five ATM operators in the country.
Folks don't realize that not every ATM is owned and operated by a bank. If you have a big bank and you belong to one of those networks, you see those. But there's a lot of independent ATMs, and it's a big range and very profitable. So not real estate, right? In fact, they occupy a very small space of real estate. But syndication isn't just about real estate. You found a way that you could return very good returns and a tax benefit. Now, we could talk more because there's lots of other things that you've invested in, including energy. But I think one of the things to get our mind around, Dave, is who is it that it makes sense to invest alongside you? In other words, your clients aren't like you. They aren't out there sniffing up partnerships, finding great deals, looking for operators, going around the country. Like even in the COVID timeframe, you still are out there kicking the dirt. Just got back from a trip yesterday. Let's talk about kind of the person who invests alongside you. Who is that? What are they looking for? And how do you talk to that person?
So there's many individuals, high-paid professionals, but I would say for the most part, I would say they're small business owners. They're the person who is neck deep in running his own business. He's very good at what he does. He's busy. He's a busy business person. He doesn't have a lot of time to be out researching different asset classes. And so he wants a good return on the capital that he's putting out, and he wants to be passive. That for the most part, lately in the last couple of years, you talked a little bit about energy, and we may get there. But lately in the last couple of years, we've worked a lot with high paid professionals. We got an asset class. One of the asset classes that I really love allows you to take the depreciation and offset ordinary income, which is a big deal. There's only a few ways or a few asset classes or types that you can use to offset ordinary income.
Yeah.
So for the most part, small business owners. And then there's also a lot of high-paid professionals, doctors, lawyers, surgeons, dentists.
Well, and obviously it's a variety. It's not any one person. And the passive investor is generally somebody that has more money than time, meaning that if they had the inclination, they might go out and look for their own deals, but they're busy doing whatever they're doing, whether they're a surgeon or a business owner, and they're just looking to put their money to work. And that's one of the advantages of syndication. You know, you started out with the need for tax savings, found real estate, brought along some friends and family, and then got the syndication bug. And now it's really become this business. But the thing I think, Dave, that we really appreciate about you is that you surround yourself with people who know what they're talking about. You've given us a couple of examples already, but I know that's a big part of your philosophy. Can you speak to that, putting together a team part of it?
I love when I can do business with people who have their one thing, where they're true professionals at that sort of asset class. And I'll give you an example. When I first started doing business with our self-storage team, we were getting to know each other, and we were going through that due diligence process. And I asked him, I said, what else do you invest in? Like, surely there's something else besides self-storage. And I was thinking he would tell me, play around the market a little bit or invest in some oil or this or that. He said, nothing. Never invested in anything except self-storage. That guy has his 1,000 hours.
Yeah.
And so when I can get around a team that has their 1,000 hours, has a really good track record, has people over the country saying nice things about them, I love that stuff.
Yeah, and it's a tremendous shortcut as well. Again, there's no one way to do real estate syndication. Sometimes people that are already doing a bunch of deals just go to syndication because they can do more of the same. So they do specialize in a niche or product. But in your case, you're looking for deals that can provide things like durable cash flow, typically that can provide good tax benefits to both you and your passive investors, but you're also looking for things that scale. You know, the idea that you invested passively in the ATMs for years before you opened it up to investors, you know, kind of speaks to that. And that's a hard thing because it takes patience to do that. But we often say once people know a market and they know it well and they've developed those relationships that you're talking about, then it's easier to go deeper instead of just wider. So I know you've done some big funds so far. Maybe let's talk a little bit about this energy play that you're talking about, because I think it's fascinating. Now, this isn't something that is complete and buttoned up, but I think it'll let the listeners understand how you think.
So there's a few years ago, I found this group down in Texas, and I got introduced to them through some investors in my network. And I went down to see them. And at first, when I saw this project, it looked to me like another ATM play. You had a piece of equipment that was being used to take coal and process the coal and turn it into liquids, oils, gases, pharmaceutical grade oil. You know, I was looking at the cash flow piece of it, and I was looking at the tax piece of it. I saw this piece of equipment as something that we take 100% bonus depreciation on. Then I saw an income stream behind that. When I got to digging a little deeper, I realized that there was an energy component to it. And of course, I get with my team and we go to the IRS code and we made sure that what the IRS code says matched up with the asset class. And so we sort of built the infrastructure around the asset to the point where we realized, well, wait, we can do the same thing with this that you can in an oil and gas drilling fund. We use IRS section 469 to allow us to use the deductions to offset ordinary income. So basically the way it works is you've got a big giant machine and you run coal through there at high heat and low speeds. At some point throughout that process, the coal breaks down and it releases the liquids that I was talking about. So we capture those liquids and we sell it to a major household name buyer that you would recognize. And we sell it under contract. And this liquid and oil sells for $162.50 a barrel. And you may wonder, well, wait a minute, oil is selling for $42 right now. This is a special kind of oil. This is a pharmaceutical grade oil. When you go to the hospital and they stick a needle into your arm, good chance the base ingredient in that drug is coal. When you use a skincare product or your wife puts on her cosmetics, that's coming from coal, hopefully our coal. But that's what it is. So we're creating this high margin liquid product and we're selling it under contract to a household name buyer.
Well, I love that, right? One of the things you always think about as a business owner is who's your buyer, what's your exit strategy, and do their needs change? And in this case, those are needs that continue through COVID. We're going to address specifically how your business has changed or adapted through the pandemic when we come back. We're talking to Dave Zook, the real asset investor. When we come back, we'll play real estate trivia and then hear more from Dave. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
In uncertain times like this, it's great to know there are two things you can always count on. High demand for affordable single-family homes to live in, and Terry Kerr's amazing Memphis team at Mid-South Home Buyers to find, fix, and manage the next addition to your recession-resistant real estate portfolio. The Memphis market is a logistics and distribution dynamo with an economic engine that's essential to moving goods and critical supplies all over the United States. quality rehab, proven profitable property management, affordable rents, and solid ROI make turnkey property investing through Terry's team a dream when it matters most. To learn more about Memphis and Mid-South home buyers, send an email to midsouth@realestateguysradio.com. That's midsouth@realestateguysradio.com. For thousands of years of human history, silver has been recognized as money. Then in 1965, the United States took silver out of the financial system. But did silver stop being money? Smart investors don't think so. And ever since, when there are concerns about the quality of the currency, alert investors seek shelter in silver and gold. As the size and frequency of major financial crises grow, silver is attracting a lot of attention. To help better understand the what, why, and how of silver, watch the free 9-part series, Making Sense of Silver. Everything you always wanted to know about silver but didn't know to ask. Featuring 30-year precious metals veteran Dana Samuelson. Send your email requests to silverseries@realestateguysradio.com. Whether you own silver now or you're wondering if it's too late, email silverseries@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Waitley, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. Registration is now open for the 19th annual Real Estate Guys Investor Summit. It's an extraordinary week plus with some of the most amazing faculty and investors you can imagine. Get all the details at our website at realestateguysradio.com. Just click the button that says Summit. We're talking with Dave Zook about building a successful real estate portfolio. He's an active investor and syndicator. You might decide to be active or be passive in your investing. Before we get back to that discussion with Dave, it's time to play Real Estate Trivia. Your chance to win a prize by knowing today's Real Estate Trivia question, which, of course, has something to do with real estate. When you hear the question and think you know the answer, you're going to send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. You want to send us your name, the answer to the question, and your physical mailing address. Because if you're the winner, we're going to give you an awesome book called The One Thing That Changed Everything. It's a collection of great stories, including one written by Dave Zook. That can be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week, we were talking about a real estate opportunity that has been virtually untouched by the pandemic, and that's investing in hardwood. We had Rachel Jensen with us. Here is our trivia question. Panama became an independent nation in 1821. From who? Well, the answer is Panama became independent from Spain on the 28th of November, 1821. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. Which real estate market recorded the fastest rent growth in the U.S. in 2019? You have all the markets across the country, the United States of America. Which market had the highest rent growth last year? If you know or want to guess, send your best answer to trivia@realestateguysradio.com along with your name and mailing address. Because if you're the first person that gets it right, you're going to get this awesome book featuring a chapter from Dave Zook. It's called The One Thing That Changed Everything. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're with one of the authors of that great book, Dave Zook, the Real Asset Investor. And Dave, you've done an amazing job helping people invest passively into all kinds of things. One of the things that I'm wondering, because your business is one of getting out and finding deals, but also nurturing investors, obviously your existing investors, who I know are fond of you and have done well, so they continue to invest more, but also finding new investors. Tell me how your business has changed during the pandemic.
It was interesting, and I'll hit on ATMs first. We had, obviously, I started investing in ATMs in 2012, so I didn't know what it was like going through 2008, 9, and 10. In the first few weeks of the pandemic, there was sort of a, or maybe that was even before it was called a pandemic, but there was uncertainty in the marketplace. And we saw a big spike in transaction volume. People were heading for cash. As some businesses shut down, we felt some negative impact. It was very little.
Okay.
One of the things that's important in this asset class, and just like there's many different ways you can make money in real estate and even within certain niches, there is mom and pop operators in this space, and you can make good money as a mom and pop operator. I've talked to a few of them, and some of the things they were sharing with me is their business model, they were down as much as 80% because most of their business was in restaurants and bars, usually a pretty good, fairly good location.
Wow.
Our business model is we go out into the institutional space,
yep,
and we take down large portfolios of institutional grade portfolios. So I'll give you an example. One of our acquisitions was we own all of the McDonald's in all five boroughs of New York City. That's considered an institutional grade location.
Yeah.
So what we found, and you know, we didn't totally escape because we've also got some airport exposure.
Okay.
That's usually considered a very good institutional grade location. Not so much in the last couple months. So as of June, we did a study across our four different portfolios, and we were down 1.3 to 1.55% across the portfolio.
Well, that's great. I mean, not great to be down, but certainly great to only have that kind of a hiccup, if you will. But the reality is, if I'm investing in one property and I'm just, it's me, I qualified, I put the money down, I got the loan, I better hope I chose right and had a good market and wasn't in the type of property that's, you know, gone dark because of the pandemic. If the only thing I ever invested in was a restaurant, I might be in trouble right now, right? So one of the benefits of diversifying through syndication is you do get exposure to these different asset classes. Let's talk about the other side though, Dave. Let's talk about how your investors are reacting, behaving, thinking during the pandemic. Give us kind of a view of what's life like as a passive investor.
So we did some things based on investor requests that was that we hadn't been doing before. There was quite a few investors who reached out. They were sort of nervous. They were like, hey, can we get a better look into what's going on in the portfolio on a monthly basis? And I said, well, yeah, it's right there on your statement. You can see, you know, the transaction volume. You can see the money that came in every month. And that's included on your monthly statement right there down the bottom left corner of the page. What it did not include was every month, the number of ATMs in the portfolio was changing. So we would add ATMs. So it kind of gave you the general sense where we're at, but it didn't tell you exactly. So what we did is we added that sort of feature to the monthly income statement. Now, if you do a little simple math, you can see exactly what kind of trend we're on and how much transaction volume we're getting per machine. So that's one example. You know, I had guys calling me, this coal and shale oil project that we're working down in Texas. I had guys calling me soon after the oil crash where oil was trading for, you know, a negative. And they were, you know, concerned and they were asking questions. And, you know, I was like, hey, this is not the kind of oil that we're talking about here. This is not the conventional oil that you burn in a tractor or a truck. You know, it's a very specialized oil. And I had to kind of take them down that path. And they were, you know, aware of that going into the deal, but they wanted confirmation. So more clarity in what was going on and what's going on. We had to do some of those things to kind of just ease some nerves or calm some nerves. But in general, it's been pretty much business as usual, except for some of those things where we tried to kind of open it up and make it provide more clarity.
Well, and that's a great lesson anyway, just taking feedback from your customer, whoever that might be, and implementing that into your business. You've always done a great job at that. And also just helping to teach, to educate. I know you speak a lot at conferences and things these days. We love to see that. We're thrilled that you'll be back at the Secrets of Successful Syndication, which is an event you've been at many times. The first few times as a student, the last few times as a faculty member. Talk about what you'll be covering at the Secrets of Successful Syndication at the end of September.
So that is one event that I try not to miss. In fact, when I'm at the September event and the announcement gets made that, hey, we're meeting in such and such date in March, it goes in my calendar and that time gets blocked off. That's a great event. I like teaching people, you know, what it takes to go from zero to 100 million, zero to 200 million, and kind of break it down into pieces. In fact, I think I'll be sharing some of that in the upcoming Secrets of Successful Syndication. So I look forward to that. And I look forward to, I love to teach at your events, but I always look forward to the time after the event when we get all get together and talk about dreams and goals and issues and concerns and, you know, how do you do it, and kind of get down to the weeds and talk about that stuff after the event.
Yeah, you know, that's always one of the highlights, made a little more difficult under COVID, but we have been having some great success with our virtual cocktail parties and some other bonuses that we've added that you can find all about if you go to the website at realestateguysradio.com. Under events, you'll see the secrets of successful syndication. Hey, Dave, I know people might be interested in learning more about ATMs or this specialty oil or self-storage. You've done some reports over the years for us on ATM investing, on these various asset classes and investment types. And what we've done today to make it easy for the listeners is we bundled that all together into just a single email. So if you've not already received one or more of Dave's reports and you're interested in what he does at The Real Asset Investor, just send an email to Zook. That's his last name, Z-O-O-K, Zook@realestateguysradio.com to learn more. Dave, as always, thanks for sharing with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Secrets of Successful Syndication.
Thanks for having me back on your show. It's always good to be around you guys, and I had fun.
There's the real asset investor, Dave Zook. More when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys Radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com. If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Hey, it's Gene from the Residential Assisted Living Academy. The silver tsunami of seniors is coming. You've been hearing me tell you about that for years now on The Real Estate Guys, and it's true. You know, with everything that's going on in our world today, the safest place for a senior to be is a residential assisted living facility. The best place to be for cash flowing real estate in the current economy is residential assisted living. You know, I've been telling you about it. The silver tsunami is here. But if you'd like to learn more, be educated, and get the information that can really propel you into the future, I'd love to share that with you.
To gain access to an informational webinar presented by certified financial planner and real estate entrepreneur Gene Guarino, and discover how you can turn a nice home in a nice neighborhood into a cash flow machine, send an email to ALF, A-L-F, at realestateguysradio.com. That's ALF at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, I'm Naomi Prinz, author of Collusion. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. We're so glad you're here, and we're so glad you tuned in for this episode. I learn something every time I listen to Dave Zook speak.
Yeah, it's so gratifying, obviously, you know, when you take somebody that came out of our listening audience and entered into our world of training. And, you know, I sometimes laugh because I think, you know, we're really not teachers. We kind of are. We teach what we know, but really, we put people together. We put people together with great ideas, great people, and put them in an environment where magic can happen. Now, we don't promise anything is going to happen, and not everybody who comes into our world has the kind of success Dave has had, and we certainly can't take credit for it because, you know, he was successful before he showed up, and he would have found a way to be successful however. I mean, he was on a journey, but it's always gratifying when you get a chance to be a part of that process. And, you know, what I love about Dave's approach to investing is he doesn't go out like a lot of people do and get a deal that he likes to do and then run around and try to find investors that fit his deal. He came in as an investor with a problem, and he looked at real estate as a solution. He was open-minded to take a look at. Even when he wasn't interested in real estate, he'd made up his mind, I don't want to do real estate because of his dad's experience, but he realized that it was a powerful vehicle to help him accomplish a goal. And once he mastered it, then he went out and started sharing it with people who had similar problems. And when the world changed, he changed his approach in order to be able to continue to solve the new problems that emerge. And to me, folks, that's the way you do it. It isn't about you. It isn't about your deal. It's about what you can do for the world. And when the world changes, you need to change. And we're in the middle of that right now. And it's really fun to be around really smart people that are doing it at a high level. And Dave is now doing things at a very, very high level. So you're right. We learn every time we're around that guy.
Well, and I also learned just in the way he approaches life and investing. He is the everyman. I mean, he's a smart guy, no doubt about that, but he never wants to be the smartest guy in the room. And that's a smart way to approach life. If you're always the smartest person in the room, well, you got to find another room. And he is phenomenal at getting himself educated, and he recognizes it, and he always asks for feedback. You know, he's not Tony Robbins, right? He's not a guy that is a front of the stage guy. And the first couple of times we had him speak, he would sit down with us afterwards and say, well, coach me, guys. What can I do to be better? How can I make my presentation more compelling? You know, not everybody thinks that way, but he's constantly getting better at what he does. And to raise now $200 million, that's pretty cool. But he's not the only guy in our program that's raised tens of millions of dollars. We got lots of those folks, which is pretty amazing. In fact, one of the new faculty members at our upcoming syndication event, his investment company has gone in a few years from obscurity into being in the Inc. 500.
Yeah. Now, this is another guy that, you know, is just out there. He's a professional. He's an airline pilot, and he's making a little bit of money, trying to figure out how to invest, listens to the show, comes to the Secrets of Successful Syndication, didn't even know what the word syndication meant. And listens and says, okay, I think I could do this, and goes out and starts to do it. And, you know, within a few years, you know, to make the Inc. 500, eighth fastest real estate growing company in the Inc. list, number 308 overall. So he broke the, you know, it's a 5,000 list, but you broke the top 500. That's pretty impressive. And so the thing that I love about these people, and I like to believe part of it is the culture that we create and the kind of people we attract, but now he's coming back as faculty because he wants to share. He participates in our syndication mentoring club, and he hosts calls, and he teaches directly out of what he's doing, and it's real world. It's not some guy dealing in theory, something he did 20 years ago. I mean, these are people that are in the trenches right here, right now, dealing with the real world that we're all living in that's changing rapidly and figuring it out at a high level. So it's going to be a ton of fun.
Because of those changes, the Secrets of Successful Syndication will once again be a virtual event. It's 2 days, September 25th and 26th. And you can get all the details at realestateguysradio.com under events. Hey, speaking of faculty members, the apartment king, Brad Sumrock, will also be sharing. And look who's here. It's Brad Sumrock. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Robert. Glad to be here today.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and we're super excited that coming up is the third annual AIM-NatCon. This is the Apartment Investor Mastery National Conference, and this is a doozy. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is our third year in a row, and I'm super excited. I mean, it's going to be, first of all, it's going to be 100% virtual, so people from all over the country or all over the world can attend this two-day event from the safety and convenience of their home. So that's a change, because obviously the last 2 years, in 2018 and 2019, this was a live in-person event. And we considered that option, honestly, and we did our last Rat Race event. We offered an in-person experience and a live stream experience. But we just felt like, based on the magnitude of the event and the logistics and the speakers, just be so much more effective for the attendees to deliver all this amazing content with eight different guest speakers to their home through the convenience of technology.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. You know, today people's lives have been disrupted, and yet the apartment business goes on. And folks who really want to get their head around that, whether you're new to apartment investing or you're a seasoned investor, AIM-NatCon's a little bit different, because this is not just you speaking. This is lots of great folks, and it's going to be extraordinary. Tell us about some of the speakers.
You know, Robert, like you mentioned, I mean, three or four times a year, I run a weekend apartment investor training event, Rat Race to Retirement, where I teach my 18-year recipe for investing in apartments. And I'm the only instructor at that event. So AIM-NatCon is different. So obviously, I'm going to be one of the speakers. But this event is, we bring in some of the best teachers and speakers and investors in the planet. So we're going to have two people that are really well known that have been to our events before. Last year, Robert Kiyosaki was our keynote speaker. And Robert is coming back this year. Of course, he'll be on virtually. So he'll be doing two sessions. He'll be doing one to what we call the main stage. So anybody that invests in a general admission ticket will have access to all the main stage presentations, including Robert Kiyosaki. And he's going to be talking about what he sees happening right now. So big picture stuff in the post-COVID or the current COVID environment. And he's going to be talking about what he is currently investing in. And as you know, one of the things that he is investing in is apartment buildings.
Right.
Super excited about that. And he's going to talk about his strategies and his thoughts. And anyone that's ever listened to Robert before, you know, he's got a lot of thoughts.
Yes, he does.
So that's going to be really interesting. And then Grant Cardone was our keynote speaker in 2018, and he's coming back too virtually. So as you know, like Grant's career, just in all aspects, his literally, and you know, borrowing his phrase, it is literally 10X like in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Grant's like 61, 62 years old. I mean, he doesn't look it, but he's been around for a long time, but it really hasn't been until the last decade that his career has really catapulted. So, you know, he got into apartments somewhere back in the late 90s or early 2000s, kind of like mine. And he started with a small property, but literally he's going to talk about how he went from like 1,000 units to 9,000 units. And that's like a step that a lot of experienced apartment investors want to do. You know, we at Sunrock, we specialize in helping people get their first few deals. We have a lot of students now that have that 500, 1,000 unit threshold, but now we're talking a whole different game. We're talking really 10X in your apartment investing game. So those are our two main speakers. And then we have some other ones that have been at AIM.com before and some new ones. So let me talk about some of the new ones. Madeira Residential is a vertically integrated apartment ownership and management and construction company. They own between 13 to 14,000 units. And again, their first deal that they bought as a group was in 2008. So this company owns and controls between 13 to 14,000 units.
Wow.
They have four partners of that company, and two of them are going to come on. So we're going to have Charlie Young, who focuses on acquisitions and securing debt and equity. So he's going to be talking about specifically his strategy. Right now, they have like deals under contract, and they're buying like B class or A minus class deals, which is a little different than the Sunrock recipe. But this is one of the things we want to bring to AIM.com is some different perspectives. Whereas the rat race, we're getting 18 years of my specific recipe and perspective. So Charlie's going to talk about how he is acquiring deals at a discount right now, which is going to be like priceless, because he's not like a speaker. Like, you won't find Charlie Young speaking at all these events and conferences. I mean, maybe now people will reach out to him because I'm going to put him on the stage. But he is a wealth of information and one of my mentors. And then Dave, his partner, Dave Marcinkowski, runs the property management arm of Madeira. And again, they manage between 13 to 14,000 units. And Dave is going to be talking about how they have pivoted their traditional management company into basically an online property management and technology company, and how they went from doing things traditionally to online, and a lot of their policies and procedures, and how they've actually increased occupancy and increased collections during COVID-19. So he's going to have, like, for people that are looking for nuggets on property and asset management, you're really going to want to tune into Dave. Okay. And Dave is also very involved with the National Apartment Association and the Texas Apartment Association, advocating to the U.S. Congress for how we want things to go with apartments. You know, when you hear about things like eviction moratoriums and rental assistance and stuff like that, Dave is like one of the industry leaders in these areas, advocating for us.
Excellent.
That's four of them. Now I could go on. Like, of course, I'm going to be speaking. We're going to be updating the attendees on exactly how apartments have been performing. So we're going to cut through all the crap out there and all the rumors and all the myths that you hear about, and drill down into how apartments are performing in which markets, and strategies and nuggets that people are going to be able to walk away from. And then, of course, we're going to have Tom Wheelwright back. You know, and Tom is my good friend, and as are all the speakers, by the way. And Tom is going to be really drilling down into like what is happening right now with his favorite subject and one of mine too now, which is taxes, or should I say how to legally reduce or eliminate permanently your tax liability. So that's what I'm doing, and that's what I think everybody else should be doing. So this event is really for people that want to walk away with not just learn, and as you guys at the Real Estate Guys say, is education for effective action. So all the speakers are going to be delivering time-sensitive, relevant content on what they're investing in, what their strategies have been, how they have thrived in their business, what they're doing right now in terms of underwriting, acquisitions, debt, operations, capital raising, taxes. It's all going to be covered at AIM-NACON 2020. And I think this is, I hate to say it because the last two have been freaking phenomenal, but this is going to be the best one ever.
Well, and it's two full days. The last two events were single day events and they were phenomenal. And to get this kind of content, and I think eliminating the barrier of having to fly to Dallas is also huge, right? We've got listeners around the world. You've got people coming in from all different places virtually, which is incredible. Hey, to get all the details on AIM-NATCON 2020, all you have to do is send an email to AIM-NATCON, AIM-NATCON at realestateguysradio.com, and you can decide how you want to engage, if you want to be a general admission attendee or if you want to look at some of the other options. But it's going to be extraordinary. You'll be able to do it from the comfort, safety, and quietness of your own home, and incredible speakers. And Brad, just excited the event's coming up, and thanks for sharing what's happening with us today.
Yeah, and you know what? There's going to be one other speaker too that I forgot to mention, Robert Helms.
Hey, there you go. All right. Back for my third year, and I wouldn't miss this event, seriously. It's such a great event, and just the level of detail and the level of commentary that you get from these amazing speakers. You know, the well-known speakers as well as the speakers that you've had in the past that aren't household names have always delivered great content. So super excited about it. Can't wait to be there. It is September 19th and 20th. Again, for all the details, just send an email to aimnatcon@realestateguysradio.com. And the very next week will be Secrets of Successful Syndication. Could be a great twofer, right? Go learn about apartment investing and then come learn how to put all the money together. But again, Brad's another guy doing it at a very high level.
Well, I mean, I think the big lesson, if you're out there, if you are an aspiring or even active real estate investor playing the game at a small level and struggling, let me just tell you, it's a heck of a lot easier to go big. When you're big, you can diversify, you can hire great team members, you can scale, you can bring in experts to do the type of work that you're either no good at or don't enjoy doing. It's just so much easier. Brad's first deal was a 32-unit apartment building. He didn't kind of ratchet up. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to start small and work my way up, and then they burn out when they're small. To me, it's like, hey, figure out how to go bigger faster. And that's what Brad teaches. That's what Dave Zook did. That's what the syndication program is all about. That's the secret. And it's, you know, it's not like the best kept secret. People know it, but their belief system is, oh, I'm going to start small because it's harder to go big. It's easier to go big. And once you get your mind around that and pursue that, then I think you have a legit chance of having serious success.
Big thanks to Brad for popping in. And of course, for Dave Zook for sharing his time and his wisdom with us. If you're interested in what Dave's doing and want to take a look at some of those cool deals, just send an email to Zook. Z-O-O-K at realestateguysradio.com. And come on out to the Secrets of Successful Syndication and or AIM-NATCON. You'll see all the events that the Real Estate Guys are part of. If you go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click the button that says Events. And both those gentlemen will be joining us for the 2021 Investor Summit. You get the details on the website there as well. Until next week, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience,
call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.